This is Fresh Air. Mick Jagger is celebrating his 45th birthday. The Rolling Stones have influenced a lot of bands. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has some of the music that inspired the Stones' early sound.
As sort of a birthday present, I thought of doing a piece on the early days of the Rolling Stones, but thought, nah, those guys have been done to death. But these days, when we tend to think of the Stones as a sort of unfunny self-parody, when we think of them at all, we probably forget just what brought those five guys together in the first place. It was their record collections.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, love, oh, love, showing up.
The band named themselves after this song, Rolling Stone, by the great Muddy Waters, and it was the interest in American blues singers that brought Jagger and Brian Jones together. They were introduced by Alexis Corner, a guitarist who played clubs in London with his band, Blues Incorporated. Jones was playing creditable blues harmonica for an Englishman, and Jagger thought he should meet another guy he'd been hanging out with. Keith Richards had been toting a bunch of hard-to-get Chuck Berry albums when Jagger ran into him on a train one afternoon. And not only did he have the records, he could play the guitar licks just like Chuck Berry.
They say the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. Well, they never stop rocking till the moon went down. Oh, it sounds so sweet, but gotta take me a chance.
Rose, that was Chuck, not Keith. Now, right about this time, a debate was raging in the U.S. as to what was blues and what wasn't. In Britain, the whole point was avoided by calling everything R&B, rhythm and blues. Thus, there wasn't any difference between somebody like Slim Harpo, who's considered a hardcore blues act.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside.
And the soul music of Irma Thomas. If it was black music from America, these guys wanted to get their hands on it. And the way you could tell they were record collectors was that if something was obscure, say a B-side of a Larry Williams record like She Said Yeah, they went for it.
Make love to you. She said, yeah. She said, yeah. She said, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, come on, daddy. I want to make love to you, too. I know I got the feeling.
The great thing was, the more offbeat the song, the better the job the Stones tended to do with it. You take a classic like the Drifters' Under the Boardwalk, and you'll hear one of the most bloodless performances the Rolling Stones ever recorded. But their version of She Said Yeah opens the song up and redefines it. They once recorded an entire album of Motown songs and then decided against releasing it. And on the evidence of the tracks that have come out, that seems to have been a wise decision. And although the Stones were most famous in England for turning swinging London's attention to the great black musicians America had produced and was still producing, on at least three occasions they covered songs by white rock and rollers. Since Dale Hawkins recorded for Chess, they may not have known he was white. Once again, they probably like Buddy Holly's Not Fade Away for its Bo Diddley rhythm, but what about this?
That big eight wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on. I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on.
I'm Movin' On by Canadian country singer Hank Snow was a big British hit, and the Stones version certainly turns it into something else. These are just a few of the songs I'm sure Jagger, Richards, and Jones played long into the night when they decided to form their band. Back then, they probably had no idea they'd ever evolve into the superstars they became, or even that they'd ever attempt to write their own songs. They were just a bunch of guys hoping to have some fun and maybe make cigarette money playing some of the songs out of their record collections.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. This is Fresh Air.